Talk Radio.
Deliverance in the mighty power.
Little Kitty, Stephanie, Big Stephanie, Little Stephanie. Desiree, Monica, hallelujah. Julius, Joshua, hallelujah. Victor, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mercer, hallelujah. Apostle Wendy Mack, hallelujah. Dr. Nancy McKnight, hallelujah. Glory to God. Angela Jennings Hill, hallelujah. Elder Rosetta Kerr, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Elder Stevie Stevenson, hallelujah. Cynthia, hallelujah, glory to God. Prophet Cynthia, hallelujah. Sheila from Justice, glory to God. Minister Janice, hallelujah. Yvonne, hallelujah. Mother Dolores Harris, hallelujah. Angie and Yvette and Rosalind and Ronald Harris, hallelujah, glory to God. Tavon, hallelujah. Maurice, hallelujah. George Deuce, Regina Bruce, another Earl, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. Ronnie Raheem, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. Daryl Carter, hallelujah. Greta, hallelujah. Teresa McLeod, hallelujah, glory to God. Janetta McCoy, hallelujah. Raymond and Byron McCoy, hallelujah. Corinthia Johnson, Loretta and James Johnson, Sean and Warren Johnson, hallelujah, glory to God. Jeffrey and Maria and Bob, hallelujah. And Joan and Lil, hallelujah. Elder Renola Carr, hallelujah. Pastor Christine, Olivia, James, son, hallelujah. Pastor Cornelius James, hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor Lewis Wright, hallelujah. Pastor Viola Wright, hallelujah. Sister Lorena Johnson, hallelujah, glory to God. Mother Versa Marie Johnson, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. Marion and Bertie, hallelujah, glory to God. Lady Linda Smith, hallelujah. Apostle Bryce Smith, hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harper, First Lady Sharon Harper, Dr. Sharon Harper, hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Overseer Dr. Norman Nevins, hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Shout out. Archbishop Terry Robinson, Archbishop Marcia Avis, hallelujah. Glory to God. Bishop Carl Pierce, Bishop Bart Pierce, hallelujah. Bishop Michael Santos Jr., hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, the Lord, shake it, the Lord. Stephanie, hallelujah. Christine, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tanya, hallelujah. Tania, hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Benjamin Thomas, hallelujah, glory to God. Freddie Douglas, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. Angela Flanagan, hallelujah. Sherry Wolfong, hallelujah. Sherry Woodley, hallelujah. Pastor Jason Roseborough, First Lady Charlene Roseborough, hallelujah, glory to God. Elder Mills and Minister Mills, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Another Reggie, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, we bless him, we praise God, we bless him now in Jesus' name, hallelujah, we bless him now in Jesus' name, hallelujah, glory to God, yadabu shatara yadishu, buroshi edishu, wo yadabu korishu yadabu shatara. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory for your Sakaria, Lord of Water. Yea, Mama Sakaria, daughter. Hallelujah. Doug and Teresa Wilson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Carol Powell King. Carolyn Powers. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all your. Hallelujah. Bob and Paula and Pat and Martha. Hallelujah. Emmanuel. And it's the entire family. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. We just praise God. Hallelujah. We bless God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Before we get into the pastor's corner, I want Pastor Peaches to share just a little testimony about the women's fellowship that's on this past Friday, if you would.
Hallelujah. We had a wonderful time.
Hallelujah.
We had a wonderful time, the women's fellowship, this past Friday night, which is the second Friday of the month. Hallelujah. This is Linda Blackwell, Minister Linda Blackwell, and I hosted it, and we shared different things that the women need to do to, I guess, to take care of themselves. We take care of the house, the dog, the cat, the husband, the take the children to school, make sure everything is taken care of, go and get the groceries, bring it home, ride up in the pan, and do everything, whole 9 yards. And sometimes we leave ourselves out, and we need to take care of ourselves also, so that we can be more effective in the kingdom of God.
God bless you. Pastor Peaches, you know, that gave them a taste. They're going to look forward to the next Women's Fellowship, which is the second Friday in the month of October at 7:50 p.m. Y'all, put it on your calendar now so you can join them as they talk about what them says the Lord to the women. And, of course, we had Men's Fellowship at 7 p.m. And glory to God. I wish I could tell you what we talked about, but I'm not going to tell you. You men, y'all just got to tune in to the next Men's Fellowship at 7 p.m. the second Friday in October. God bless you. And after this next selection, the voice you will hear again will be none other than Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Bird. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Salvation, my glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is one. Therefore,
come on, everybody, to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Stop making it
glory.
I dare you to sing it. Honor and power. Unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God is wonderful. Yes, He is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory, honor and power, everybody. And to the Lord our God. That's it. And get a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God.
Yes, the Lord our God.
Yes, the Lord our God. Come on, Alpha. All praises to the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. Very wonderful. We're the soprano singers. Come on, just sing the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not every virus or everything you destroy come as a germ, something attacks your body. Some things can come and destroy your marriage, with people whispering your ear, or bring your lies, bring this, bring that. No, you do not listen to outside stories, outside whispers, whatever. Sometimes you need to, first of all, your best friend should be your companion. Sometimes go away, even if it's just for a weekend stay, an overnight stay. Okay, you don't may not want to go, but it's for a weekend. Start from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. Get away, hallelujah, so you can refresh yourself.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In Ecclesiastes 4, this is I like this scripture, 4:11, it says, again, if two lie together, then they have heat. So how can one be warm alone? You're married, take your wife with you. Husband, take your wife with you. You may need some ministry, some rest. So does she. Believe you me, so does she. Okay, personal ministry. Minister to your wife. Wives, minister to your husband. Ask God, Lord, what is it that my husband needs? Wife, husband, ask the Lord, Father, what is it that my wife needs? You and everybody else's problems when they call up. Then when your wife want to talk to you, you don't have time. Don't you know, you may not be writing it down on a pad or a tablet, but you believe you need. All that's going in the back of her mind. All that stuff adds up. Okay? And vice versa. Sometimes during the week, you right now you don't see well how you can get away. Have date night. The church is not supposed to be your first ministry. Your home is. Your family is. Your wife is. First ministry. Okay? Have date night. Even if you fix dinner at home, go downtown to the harbor, to the east part of the harbor, or somewhere, sit in the car. I don't care. You sleep, neck, whatever. Eat the food. Talk to each other. And read Song of Solomon. I tell you, you read there's some scripture in Song of Solomon will make you put your foot on the gas and hurry up and get home. Okay?
Hallelujah.
There are wonderful chapters, wonderful words in the book of Song of Solomon.
Watch out.
It says, I am coming to my God, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friend. Drink, ye. Drink
out,
abundantly.
Hallelujah.
O beloved.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if you can read until things get warm, you go, oh, wow. The fifth verse in the fifth chapter. I rose up early to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh upon the candles of the light. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spoke and sought him, but I could not find him. Called out, but he gave me no answer. Hallelujah. There in each one of these chapters, there's some words that you can, the husband and wife, can speak to each other. Hallelujah. And you may want to wait till you back into your edifice or wherever you are after you dinner to read some of this stuff. The same to me can get real warm. Hallelujah. That's right. Chapter 6. Whither is thou beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside that we may speak to him? Whispering, my beloved has gone down into his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens and to gather lilies. I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. Thou art beautiful, O my love. Hallelujah. Read and y'all take turns. See, this doesn't cost anything. Sometimes you may say, well, we don't have any money, or whatever. The money is going through the bills, and this and that. You know what? Use your imagination. What did y'all do before y'all got married? Was everything a date? Hey, go. Every day doesn't have to cost money. Every day doesn't have to cost money. Use your imagination. You want to eat dinner at home? Wrap up the dinner. Take the dinner for a ride. Go to a park. Have a picnic. Go sit under a tree. Take a blanket. Hallelujah.
All right now.
Don't just use imagination. Don't just use imagination for the church and tell couples, and I'm working with counsel, married couples, and your own stuff all looking ragged.
Watch out now.
So therefore, bring some of that advice between you and between the husband and wife at home. Put a little, make a little spot on your bedroom floor for a picnic. Hallelujah. There are candles that you can make. There are some candles that you can light that does, it's not fire. Okay? There's things that our dear God can give to you that's inexpensive. Okay? Use imagination. God is able. Hallelujah. Sometimes you need a change of scenery. Don't always be standing at the dining room table. Hallelujah. Put a blanket on the floor. Have the back porch, the backyard. Hallelujah. Change things around. And you know what? You see excitement and things being reunited, being reignited in your marriage. And don't you know that's going to spread over your church?
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, we thank you for it. We ask you to bless them, anoint them, sanctify in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and the glory to God, the 23rd to the 30th verse. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word of the Lord says, examine yourselves. And we need to do that right now. Because there's somebody listening to my voice needs to have God to be Jehovah Shikini, the Lord, our righteousness and forgiveness of sin. So we're going to do that together. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus, you are Jehovah Shikini. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Every sin of omission and commission, please forgive us as we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. And for God, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, your word says, again, examine yourselves. And so we do that right now. We comprehend. We're fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, bless me, God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily, because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what was set up to do it. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, which you would share. So we thank you for your word, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word, O God. We thank you for your word, O God. There's one thing you put above yourself. It's your word. Psalms 138:2 says so. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your word. On the same night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And when he gave them thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing right now, God. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3. That you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the intestinal system, the genital system, the integumentary system, hallelujah, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Your word say in Matthew 15:26 and 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. Glory unto God. Glory, glory, glory. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, again. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. These are my new promises. This is the new inheritance that I've given to you. And I really mean it because I wrote it in my blood. For your own words, so too. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, which means the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. Thank you, Lord. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already covering our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, and our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and missteps, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes it no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, nullifies, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to nothing, brings to nil, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Ready to worship. Father God, we thank you for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Sing it. Glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Father God, we thank you for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for our family daily confession. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, hallelujah, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Baruchasham Adonai. Bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I need to ask Pastor Peaches a question because she missed one earlier. So I'm gonna see if she can get this one. Pastor Peaches. Glory to God. What time is it now?
Time for the word, this is bad.
Well, blessed be God. She's a poet and didn't know it again. Hallelujah. I think that's deja vu. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thanks the Lord. You got it right, Pastor Peaches. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal, deliver, set the captives free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For giving to them. Hallelujah. To every man, woman, boy, girl, under the sound of my voice, 30, 60, and 100-fold return for the seed sown, even 1,000-fold return, increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority that you've given us to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, we rebuke you, glory to God, and your satanic cohorts. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. I curse you from the root. And command you to be bound in Jesus' name. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy, everything you serve to steal, kill, and destroy. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's null and void right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father God, you're God, there's no other. So we give you the praise because it's yours. We give you the glory because it's yours. We give you the honor. Because
it's yours.
In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Yeah, we got a new message today because we ended up our message on Wednesday. It was a five-part series. Hallelujah. And I want to share this with y'all today. This message is going to be a one-part series. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, if you would do me the honor and the supreme favor of reading the scriptures for today.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and verse 19. Wow.
Is that all? Well, I can hear from almost by faith. Falling to the floor. How many scriptures was that?
That's only three.
Wait a minute, three or four? Three?
Only three.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. Now I got to prepare you for this. Because see, hallelujah. Let me just say this. Several years ago, I was on an MTA vehicle, mobility vehicle, and a lady that I would imagine might have been in her 70s or 80s said a word to me. And she said, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is the gift of God, that's why we call it the present. And what she was telling me was that we need to live in the present.
Hallelujah.
Now, when we visit the past, there are two different locations in the past that we could visit. And before I tell you the name of today's message, I'm going to play a song. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, you Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, folk who have a propension to be religious, I suggest you start praying right now, because you're going to need it. But I'm going to play a song by a fantastic group.
Hallelujah.
And don't turn off the channel until you hear me say something at the end of this song. Can you promise that?
Okay.
Say yes, sir.
Hey,
say
yes, sir.
Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. I'm keying it up right now. Hold on just a second.
All right. Say it, sir. Get it on.
Okay, something's going on. Pastor Peaches, just pray or whatever right now while I can keep this up.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. We just thank you, Lord God, for the word that's going to come forth today. We believe in the song, good ground. Hallelujah. Open up the hearts and the understanding, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Let the word of God come forth. Hallelujah. No outside interruption in the name of Jesus, and the word of God comes through unchecked. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for what you've done, you're doing, and you're going to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bind the hands of enemies. Upset the plan of Satan right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, we ask you to remove every block, every hindrance that will try, the enemy will try and bring to hinder the word in the name of Jesus.
I think you're ready now. Again, you religious folks start praying now. got a message for you.
Amen.
See, when you go back into the history of yourself, there are two roads that you can take. One road is to deal with all your failures, your shortcomings, your missteps, your shoulda, woulda, wouldas. The other road deals with, hallelujah, your successes, your victories, hallelujah, your overcoming stuff, the breaking down the strongholds and all of your triumphs. And just for a little while, I want to tell you that that grace road I talked about, don't go there.
Amen.
That's the message today. Don't go there. I know that a lot of folks in your life want to take you there. You're 75 years old, and they bring it to you on the mistake you made when you were 15. They're trying to take you there. Don't go there.
Amen.
You, glory to God, you done weathered the storm of your life. You done got 4 or 5 degrees. You're now a professor at college, at a university, and somebody trying to take you back to when you were 12 years old, and you what they call shoplifted something, and you got in trouble. Don't go there. See, the place you want to go is that place of victory.
Amen.
That place where you overcame. Where the odds were against you. And see, now there was no hope. Your back was against the wall. Glory to God. And God came in just for a time. That's where you want to go. But too many of us do what I used to do. Can I talk about myself?
Yes.
Is it all right to, just to talk about? When I was a little boy, and I would get what they call a boo-boo, and mama would say, okay, don't kick it. Let it heal. Because, see, the body loves itself. It was designed to heal itself.
Amen.
A scab over a sore, a boo-boo, is the body saying, I love me, so that can heal. It's a protection, so what's under it can heal.
Amen.
But as a little boy, I kept picking at stuff. And you know what happens when you pick at a sore, right? It starts bleeding again, right? And sometimes if you kick at it long enough, it'll get infected. Is that right? Come on. So can I get a witness of it here? The same thing in your stuff. Yeah, you had some misfortune in your life. You had some bad stuff happening in your life. You had some failures, some faux pas, some missteps and mistakes.
Amen.
You had some other folks brought dirt on you. You had something done stuff to you that was bad. You look trying to go to God. God wants to heal you from that. And God, if you try, y'all going to forget about it. And 2 years later, you know, Sean, I'll say, that's the one that did such and such. And you feel all the emotions that were present 2 years earlier start coming back because you're picking at it. How can it heal if you keep picking at it?
Amen.
You can't keep going forward, still picking at stuff in the past. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
See, some folks want to take you there, but you can say no.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, somebody want to take you to a victory that you had.
Yes.
They want to take you to the time you had cancer and the doctor gave you up for dead. And you came through, everything's a remission, and you on top of the world now, and that was 30 years earlier. Come on now. Yeah. Yeah, I'll let the Staples singers take me there. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
But
thank you, God.
Your faux pas and failures, your shortcomings, your mistakes, the stuff that other folks did to you. And I'm not diminishing what others did to you. There's some folks out there that were raped. There's some folks out there that the house was set on fire. All kinds of crazy stuff happened. I'm not diminishing that, but I want to tell you something. Don't keep picking at it.
Amen.
Don't go there, because I'm gonna be honest with you. I forgot the word they call it. There is a word for people, the homeless. There's some homeless people that won't go into a house. They want to be homeless because there's a fear about how, because something happens, and they keep picking at it and picking at it until it's infected their attitude. It's infected to how they handle life. Stop picking at that stuff. If it's under the blood, what are you going to do? Leave it there. Don't go there. God's got it. No, no, no. Some people wake up in the morning. They roll out a wheelbarrow and fill up their wheelbarrow with all these things that the white man, the green man, the black man, the orange man, the rich man, my teacher, my mama, my cousin, my uncle, my aunt, they put it all in there, and then they roll that wheelbarrow through life. They wonder why I ain't getting nowhere. Wonder why I can't get over this mountain, this over here. Because some places that wheelbarrow can't go. Look, you got to don't go there. That's the name of this message. Tell somebody, don't go there.
Don't go there.
Stuff happens in your life. The good, the bad, the ugly goes around in circles, comes again, good, bad, and ugly. Those bad and those ugly things, you don't nurture. You don't rehearse it. You don't curse it. What you do, you disperse it.
Amen.
How do you disperse it? Well, glory to God. The word of God says in Revelation, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony.
Amen.
In spite of what I went through, glory to God, I am now president of a university. That's what you can say. I am president of a bank. In spite of what I was signed. My cousin, whatever, that's under the blood.
Amen. Amen.
I am now on the mountaintop of the Lord.
Yes.
I'm communing with Jesus every day because I got the victory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I got the victory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord, and I got the victory.
Yes. Yes.
Thank
you. Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
Second. Corinthians 2:14 says, he always causes you to triumph in Christ Jesus. That's where you want to go to.
Yeah.
If you want to look back into your past, look back to victory.
Amen.
Not defeat. Look back to triumphs. Not subpars and failures. Come on now. Because you're picking at the sore. And it won't get healed. In fact, it will cause an infection that will hinder your life, hinder you from doing what you were destined to do in this life. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
If I can't buy one, can I rent one for just a little while? Hallelujah. See, y'all got to understand it. I just want God to say, well, why? I want God to drop this on and do this and do that. But why you keep picking that failure? You need to understand that you got to stand on the whole word of God.
Yes.
You can't have one foot on the word of God, another foot on chicken sand. Because I believe you're going to lean over somewhere. That chicken sand is going to cause you to fall off the word of God and right into the chicken sand. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's time for you to stop picking at the failures and the faux pas and and those things which happened in your past. Because the past is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is the gift of God. That's why they call it the present. So in the present, no know that you know that you know that above God there is no other. Glory to God.
Mm.
Glory to God. Jeremiah 32:27. We got a full show for you, Lord. Hallelujah. Is there anything too hard for me? I'm God. Where was I? Ephesians 3:20. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all your answers and good amount of what's within you. That power is the Holy Ghost power. And see, you don't have to go back to the failures and to those faux parts. There's a scripture in Proverbs. Says, look here. It's a terrible thing for the dog to go back to his vomit.
Amen.
That's what you're doing when you pick it at stuff that happened 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50. What's wrong with you? Don't you understand the words that come out of our mouth? Read a scripture. Go on, read a scripture here.
How
do you get to the scripture? Oh. Glory was shot. Glory was shot. I didn't get to the scripture. I was not three sisters. I haven't read one yet. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Somebody, anybody want to read a scripture up here? What are the scriptures?
Hebrews 12.
Yes. All right, go ahead. Get to the mic. Get to the mic. Hallelujah. You know, you got a mic somewhere.
Okay. Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassionate about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us.
It's easy to think about what folks out there. Come up here. Okay, go ahead, finish.
And let us run with patience at that race. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Thank you so much. Come up here and get this. Look, I want you to understand. I'm just so excited about this word. Because somebody needed this word. Where are you? God bless you. Hallelujah. Look, even mention those other two scriptures.
Philippians 3:13-14 and Isaiah 43.
Just in case somebody else want to read a scripture in a minute. But lay aside. See, it's easy to think about what people have done for you, done to you, or stuff that you didn't succeed in. But you know what? You got more success in your life than you have failure.
Amen.
And if you pay attention to your successes, you really won't even have time to worry about this. You won't even go there. And I say to you, don't go there thinking about the failures. Think about the successes, the triumphs, if you got to go to your past, that's what you think about. Hallelujah. What's the next scripture?
Philippians 3:13-14.
Anybody else want to read that?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. You got to do it in the mic, sister. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Philippians 3:13-14.
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, getting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. God bless you here, sis. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. You know, it pays to read the word of God. Is that right?
Amen.
Can I get a witness in the house?
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Look here. If you've got to go there, now the folks in here, look here, don't go to your past. Because there's nobody in here can change one iota or something that done happened already.
Amen.
It says, hey, forgetting those things which are behind, press toward the mark for the high calling of Christ. High calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. That's what you're dealing with. Look here. Y'all get up and y'all load yourself down. You still figure that boss on your job insulted you 2.5 months earlier, and you still thinking about that. God wanted to heal that, but you still picking at the scam. Because it left your mind for a while, and then it came back, and you start picking it again. Oh, you shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have done that. And you keep picking at him and picking at him until it affects your performance. And then your performance goes down. And then you get a bad write-up and you say, that's that guy doing it again. You've got to get away from the negative in your past. I got to answer this. What do you do about that? Don't go there. Let me hear you say that.
Don't go there.
You got to not go there. You want to choose? I'm going to put it this way. You're driving a car. Do you wish your car to go there? You're trying to go someplace. But you, 99% of the time, you're looking backwards. What's going to happen? That's right. You're going to get an accident, and you're not going to make it where you want to go.
Amen.
Let me say that again so you can get that, because I need more amens to that. If you keep looking back, especially at the negative thing, you're not going to get where you want to go.
No.
You're not going to get where you want to go.
Amen.
It's important for you to lay aside. That's what the Word of God says. He will serve the one. Lay aside every weight, not a little bit. But you don't understand what they did, what my father did, what my mother did, what my cousin did, what my uncle did, what the neighbor did, what the dog did. I don't know. You might have all against dogs, but now you hate dogs. Poor dogs. You hate cats. Oh, Lord, Jesus. It's time for you to keep it under the blood. Keep it under there. You know, some of y'all folks, I don't know what time it is, but some of y'all folks, carry around. Oh, right. Praise God. I got time.
Yes.
Hello. Some of y'all carry around shovels. And y'all go places. And y'all actually see somebody that reminds you of somebody that you deserve. Well, I can't talk about you. Can I talk about myself again?
Yeah,
all right. About 50 years ago. He said, how old are you, Pastor? My children say I'm older than 30, but forget that. Anyhow, somebody should have laughed at that. Anyhow, there was a guy that used to play for the Orioles. He only played for a little while. They called him Mr. October because he's in the World Series and all that stuff, whatever. He would hit a lot of home runs. And you know who I'm talking about. Somebody say his name.
Amen.
All right. Nope, that's not it. Come on, somebody say his name.
Eddie?
I called him Mr. October.
Eddie Murphy?
No, it wasn't.
Sorry.
Okay, I'll give you one more chance. Okay, I got something in my hand. If you tell me the name of this person, his name, he was called Mr. October. Okay, I'll put it back in my pocket. Hallelujah. Go ahead to God. Reggie Jackson. I could not stand Reggie Jackson. I really despise Reggie Jackson. And I never met him one-on-one. I saw him when I went to the ballpark. He would know me from Adam. He never did anything to me. But see, when I was a young man, I had this girlfriend. And the girlfriend was cheating on me with somebody who looked like Reggie Jackson. And I found out about it. And ever since then, until God woke me up on this, I couldn't stand Reggie Jackson. But I love Reggie Jackson now. But that was a sore. And every time I saw him, it would be like, I'd be picking at it again. I'd be thinking about this guy. The guy is probably married, got 18 children now. Or he might be in a nursing home now. I don't know. But the bottom line, I kept going there. I shouldn't have gone there.
Amen.
Don't go there. Let me hear somebody say, don't go there.
Don't go there.
You can't, don't go to places that will remind you of pain, suffering, anguish. One of the greatest things that God does for women is when they give birth And after they give birth, and that little baby, they soon forget about the pain and the anger of, what do you call it, of going through labor.
Yeah.
But you know they forget because they go back and have another one. You know they done forgot. Because last time, they told their husband, hey, you did this to me, I ought to kill you. She in pain.
Amen. Amen.
And call children later. See, God takes care of pain if you let him.
Yes, yes, he does.
God will take care of that stuff if you let him.
Thank you, Jesus.
But if you just pick it at it, and pick it at it, and pick it at it, it will be still a sore. And you got the initial sore when you're 15. And now you're 82 and it's still a sore. You're crazy. Jesus. You know what my mother used to do when I would do that? And some of y'all probably did it to your children too. But you put gloves on their hands.
Wow.
Or socks on their hands so they wouldn't pick up the sore. Y'all remember that? Uh-huh. So God needs to put some socks or some gloves on your head, on your brain. So you won't be thinking about the wrong stuff. You ought to be thinking about how you can please God. You ought to be thinking about how you can stand tall for God, how you can be an instrument of his glory.
Yes, yes.
And you worried about what somebody did to you,
yes,
20 years earlier. Hallelujah. You know, Pastor teaches, that's the end of this story. Don't go there, y'all. And for you saints that kind of tuned me out, because I played the Staples Center. You know, they started out as a gospel group, by the way. And you could tell their gospel heritage in the way they operate. So, trust God. Let people take you to places of victory and success. That's what you want. Don't let them take you to places of distress and failure and defeat. And all that other kind of
Amen.
Stuff. Pastor Peaches, believe it or not, I'm finished. Let me just pray. Father God, we thank you for every man, woman, boy, and girl who heard the message on today. We thank you, God, for the harvest that's coming in their life because of the word that was sown today. 30, 60, 100 fold. Even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And because they heard the word, because they're hearkening to the word, they're going to move a little bit further down the road to God's victory, God's destiny for them in this life. So we thank you, God. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Pastor Peters. Pardon me. The prayer stands. Read that third scripture. What's that third scripture?
It was Isaiah 43:18-19.
Read it.
Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing.
Push up out of the
now window. It shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
Well, I guess that sums it up. That puts three exclamation points behind what the Spirit shared with you today. Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
Hallelujah.
God bless you again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peter.
Thank you for your word.
The floor is yours. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for the healing that's taking forth, hallelujah, all over the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad that God has given us remedies to pass, to go past our hurting spots, past the spots in life that have hurt us, that has crushed us, that has wounded us? Hallelujah. God is a good God. God is, he's already in the future. He knows the things that we're going to come upon in this life, things that can hurt, things that can cripple, things that can ruin us, things that can stop us and paralyze us. And he has also brought healing, a remedy for healing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's in the word of God. Hallelujah. Even before the foundation of the world, he ordained some things. Hallelujah. The word of God has come forth for us to have healing. Hallelujah. If there's any that is wounded, their hearts are still hurting. They've been wounded in even in the church. Some have said, I'm not going back into the church because I've got so much church hurt. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord God, to give them, Lord God, forgiveness. Lord God, allow them to forgive the ones that have hurt them, Lord, so that they can move on, so that they can continue to progress, Lord God, in life. Father God, we ask you to forgive us if we have hurt.
Yes.
Lord God, if we have wounded.
Yes,
hallelujah. We ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to heal the broken heart. Hallelujah. Allow them, Lord God, to just remember the word of God that you have, Lord God, already put there. Lord God, they can reach out and just continue to stand on the word so that those wounds in their hearts can heal. Hallelujah. Pain is real. Hurt is real. And we thank you, Lord God, for just for forgiving us, Lord. And we ask you, Lord God, to help the wounded heart. Help the broken heart. Lord God, help the ones, Lord God, that's been hurt so much, Lord God, in their body, in their soul, in their spirit, Lord God. Help, Lord God, wound up, bound up the hurt, the pain, Lord. And help them, Lord God, to go after the things, Lord God, that you have for them in this life. In this life, Lord God, you want us to be the victors.
Hallelujah.
Not the victims.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your victory, Lord. It's only in Christ Jesus. Thank you for your victory, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So good. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
God, we just thank you, Lord. If there's any that would like to give their hearts to the Lord, we ask you to repeat this prayer. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins, and I ask you, Lord God, to come into my heart and wash me white as snow. Hallelujah. I believe that you died and you rose again, and you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father and making intercession for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You've gone from death unto life. If you would like to contact us, please, and let us know that you've gotten saved. Hallelujah. Let us know that you need a Bible, that you would like to be able to read the word of God on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We have prayer in the early morning at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. We also have service Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Call the same number. Hallelujah. We would love for you to call us after the broadcast is over with to let us know that you have a prayer request. You have a praise request. A testimony. Hallelujah. There is something that you ask us to pray for and to pray about, and God has given you the victory. Hallelujah. If God has done that for you, give us a call. Hallelujah. We would love to hear from 7 o'clock in the morning, the 8 a.m. hour. We have prayer. And if you dial 605-475-4800 and put in access code 759-4849. 759-849-pound. Okay? That is prayer. Hallelujah. We ask you if you would like to send us a communication or if you'd like to sow to the ministry and send something in the mail, please address it to RYMM P.O. Box 24554. That's 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 212. Hallelujah. The phone number to dial after the service, as you work. 410-444-5152. See you on Wednesday evening. Hallelujah. 410-444-5152. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
to God. You can cut off that the phone.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want you to pray. God, we thank God. Pastor Peter is coming with me. Hallelujah. The worship is given.
Hallelujah.
To discipleship.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.